5 WMFO men who we lost about, I don't know, like 2 months ago now. So
sad.
We're going to start with something
so
from
sad.
Her. Yeah, I know. I'm still kind of gutted. But her new her soundtrack album came out from her show, her off-Broadway show, F7th Grade. I'm wearing the T-shirt today.
F7th Grade?
Yeah.
What can the F stand for?
It stands for Fahrenheit.
Oh.
And
temperature-related. Okay.
Yes. And then, so in the first hour, my guest will be Kathy Brophy. She is an old, dear friend of mine. She's 107. No, she's a...
Is that who I just put in the CD player? She's in there now?
No, Jill's in there now.
Oh, okay. Jill's in there. Okay.
But Kathy and I are old friends. We'll explain when we get on the air. And then my second hour, Samantha Farrell and Hallie Elwell will be here to talk about their gig at The Burn coming up in July. And they both have new albums coming out, and they're going to play live in the studio, and it's all going to be fantabulous.
Do you remember when we met Samantha?
The first time?
Yeah.
I actually met her before you did.
Okay, probably.
I did a show with her at Tufts in the Ho Tung Cafe.
Oh,
probably.
Watch your language there,
I know,
lady.
But probably it might be like 15
really?
Years ago
that
now.
Long ago, huh?
Yeah.
I met her during our live day in 2019.
Oh.
And then I went to see her over at Toad, and I was smitten.
Oh, she's been on our show many times.
Smitten.
She's a smitten kitten.
Yeah. If you guys have nothing to do between 11 and 1, I mean, don't go anywhere.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
This is awesome.
Yeah. It's epic, as they might say.
Who would say that?
I would. All right. Here we go.
So you want me to push this play button?
Push that button and hope for the best.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Mike.
WFO.
1, 2, 3. Ship comes in, yeah. There's a little lost girl on the shore, not sure of what she's looking for. A siren takes a trembling hand, says we'll take you to the promised land. Hear the laughter of the crew, they know the ropes, they'll sing it. When my ship comes in, I'll be standing at the rail, waving you goodbye. You'll be standing on the beach. You'll be wondering why. Ship comes in.
Oh, yeah. Jill, when her ship comes in. Oh, is it? Hold on. It's going to play more, and I don't want it to. There we go. All right. I hope y'all can hear me. This is Sue. Happy Saturday. Another rainy one. What the heck? That was Jill Sobule from her new album, the soundtrack, the original cast soundtrack from F7th Grade. It's great. You need to get it. You can go to JillSobule.com, and there's a store there, and you can get all your Jill merch there. And all the proceeds, I think, these days are going to foundations for causes that Jill supported, and she supported many of them. All right, so I have a guest coming up, and we are going to talk about all kinds of things, and including her amazing podcast, Little Victories. So before we get started, I'm just going to get one little song in there from 1974, because that's a theme today. And we'll be back with Kathy Brophy here on Something About the Women.
Midnight at the Oasis, send your camel to bed. Shadows painting our faces, traces of romance in our heads. Heaven's holding a half moon, shining just for us. Let's slip off to a sand dune real soon, kick up a little dust.
So it's my pleasure to welcome to Something About the Women my good, dear, old friend, Kathy Brophy. Welcome.
Hi, Sue. Thank you. Great to be here.
It's so nice to see you. We're talking on Zoom right now. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen each other for 40 or 50 years. Mm-hmm. I think we may have bumped into each other one time at Pride or something in Boston. But other than that, you know, we haven't really spent any significant time together since 1974 when I was 11. And you probably were too.
Yep.
When we went to day camp together as little kids. Yeah. So anyway, I, you know, we've been Facebook friends off and on, and I found out that you had this podcast. I think you sent me an episode. And as I started to listen, I thought, wow, this would be really great to have Kathy on the show to talk about her podcast, Little Victories. And I'd love for you to just sort of tell me how that came to be. And, you know, did you have sort of any kind of podcasting or interviewing background? How were you inspired to do this?
So I think as I was getting ready to talk about this, you know, in high school, we actually had a high school radio station.
Oh,
and
cool.
So I took a broadcasting class and I was a DJ, and that was like totally for fun. Mm-hmm. But I guess now looking back, like I didn't know that there was this like under, you know, part of me that wanted to do this, the podcast. So my dad was an author. He wrote a book called Little Victories, and he worked with people that were unemployed. And his the message in his book, as he was working with people who had lost their jobs and were feeling terrible about themselves and, you know, losing confidence and not having confidence, was to try and get people to create small wins, little victories every day in their lives, in the hopes that those small little victories would turn into bigger victories, and then they'd have, you know, the confidence to maybe go out and get that job.
Awesome.
My dad passed in 2020.
I'm sorry.
Right at the height of COVID. Yes, thank you. That was not good.
Yeah.
And I joined a grief group. I started therapy. And, you know, I thought like it was just to manage the grief of losing my dad. In the process of all the things that we start to discover about ourselves when we have like time, right?
And yeah. COVID, mm-hmm. Right.
It gave us time. I started the podcast, and so, you know, named Little Victories. There's a conversation. I've done a few different intros. I kind of gave you like the basic thing that's on everyone, but there's a message that, I got from my dad. I'm actually wearing the shirt today.
Okay.
I had a t-shirt design.
Oh, and, nice.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Thank you.
And the Little Victories podcast emblem on her purple shirt.
With my little hummingbird. And people say, why the hummingbird? I said, I love them. They're small and mighty. I take care of my hummingbirds as long as I can while they're here in New England. But so this story here with the saying and what's become kind of the tagline of the podcast. I was living in Boston, my mid to late 20s. Going through a difficult time. This is actually my coming out story to my dad. And I called him over the phone and I was stumbling over my words. And he said, Kath, he stopped me mid-sentence because I couldn't talk. And he said, Kath, it's okay. I already know. And I said, Dad, how do you know? He said, because when you love someone, you pay attention. And that just,
wow.
That was, yeah. And at that moment, right, I was in my mid-20s, so that was a long time ago. So that has settled with me again as I've had the time. And so that's a way that we end every single podcast with whoever my guest is. And when I wear this shirt, people, you know, once in a while, people like say, hey, that's a good saying. I'm like, thanks, that's my dad. So it gives me an opportunity to talk about my dad.
That's awesome. I remember your dad. And I was with my mom this past weekend and she remembers your dad. My dad, he passed away 4 years ago, but he remembered your dad. Mm-hmm. So, and I remember Brophy's Shoes.
Yes.
The shoe
Brophy's
store.
Shoe store. Yes, on Palmer Square.
Yeah. Awesome.
My brother and I spent a lot of time there growing up.
I'm sure.
Sitting on the Tiger and hanging out in Palmer Square and then going to the pool and stuff. So that's that's kind of the story behind it.
That's awesome. And I feel like your podcast sort of it brings your father's point of view and his legacy to all of your episodes, right? Because it's all about listening and paying attention.
Yeah, it really is. And I've had a variety of different guests. You know, I was actually just looking at it. So I started it in 2020, but I only did two episodes.
Okay.
I am not a techie person by any means, but I was really motivated to do it. So I just, like, everything I've done, I've just discovered on my own. So Spotify, I recorded on Riverside. Editing, I go, how do I do this? And I
Right.
So I've had a lot of different folks on there, and there are definitely some that really, really stand out and some that I'm really proud of. And we, you know, I can share what those are if you're, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious if there's like, is there like a theme or a, you know, something that sort of binds them together? Are you looking for people who have a unique perspective or have an interesting story to tell? Where do you get your ideas for guests?
Yeah, it's funny. So my ideas, I like helping people tell their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have them. And what I hear time and time again, people, oh, I don't have anything to say. I don't sound good. My voice is terrible. You know, and I'm like, you do. And for the most part, once I kind of pep them up a little bit. I've had, you know, my sister came on and
I listened to that one today, and I remember your sister. She was probably like 6 years old, riding on the school bus with us.
Yes.
It was amazing to hear Kelly's story.
Yeah. Thank you. And she's doing amazing.
Good.
So we did a part one and part two, Surrender and Live. And then a fairly recent one I did, and this is just like, again, you talk about full circle. I played soccer at Boston College, which you
right.
know. Mm-hmm. Maybe that story will come up a little bit here. Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, I want to hear that story.
And so one of my teammates, she was the captain of the team. I was a junior. She is very, very sick and was diagnosed very young with early onset Alzheimer's.
Oh, man.
And so, yeah, so many of us are very upset by that. So a couple of us have connected with her daughter, who now has three young children. They're in upstate New York. And we've gotten to see Mo and spend some time with her and know her daughter. And we're working on some things to honor her. But, you know, like you know, with the loss of your parent, when something happens, right, it just causes us to take a look at our own lives. And this is a person that 40 years ago, we were on the soccer field together, healthy as can be, having a good time, could never hit play or fast forward and think this is where we'd be now.
Right.
So I did a podcast. It's For the Love of a Teammate.
And, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Thanks. Several responded. I asked them to basically just send me like a minute clip, like a memory of Mo, if they has Alzheimer's touched their family, and then any advice that they would give if somebody out there was struggling with it. And it was really, really, it was beautiful to hear everyone's like wonderful memories of her. And then I had the conversation with her daughter about what life was like for them.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Is there one guest or one show that is like, that's your favorite one of all time? Is it hard to pick?
It is hard to pick, but I would probably, the two I just mentioned, my sister Surrender and Live in part one, and then For the Love of a Teammate. And I think with my sister, it's because I have been living it with her too.
Mm-hmm.
So as she was talking and telling the story, I was there, you know, with her in my mind because I had, you know, so that was really powerful. And she tells me that when she heard from a lot of people, and even sometimes once in a while, people will say, I listened to your podcast. Thank you, Kelly. It was really helpful. So that makes me feel good when somebody else's story can, you know, give somebody else a little bit of inspiration.
That's great. That's great. Now, I had asked you in preparation for this show to send me some songs that motivate you or that you like. Off the top of your head, do you remember what they were, or do you want to pick one for us to listen to now?
Ooh, so, well, yeah. So we were talking, my dad got me started with this, and I think one of the first albums he ever gave me was The Carpenters. For all we know, Karen Carpenter, he loved Karen Carpenter.
I did too. My dad actually bought that album as well. So let's take a listen to that, and then we'll be right back with Kathy Brophy, the host of the podcast Little Victories.
Love, look at the two of us, strangers in many ways. We've got a lifetime to share, so much to say, and as we go from day to day, I'll feel you close to me.
And we're back. That's a great song. I love The Carpenters. Yeah. And that was nice to listen to. So you talked about playing soccer in school, and you have a Tracy Chapman story. And we just did a big Tracy Chapman show a few months ago where I talked with a woman in France who is writing a book about Tracy. And I went to school with Tracy, and we sort of compiled a lot of bootlegs and different things and did a 2-hour show about Tracy Chapman. So I would love to share with the audience your Tracy Chapman story.
So if anybody wants to hear the real inside scoop, go on the podcast, 40 Years Full Circle, because I have my coach, Michael Levine, who was my guest and was telling the story. And in that moment he was telling the story, I was like, oh my gosh, I remember. But anyway, Tracy played 1 year, her freshman year. I was also playing that year. I believe I would have been a sophomore. And Michael's story goes something like this. I'm not going to say it exactly how he said it.
Okay.
But basically, you know, I don't know what the score was. We were winning, I think. But there was this player on the other team, on Tufts, who was pretty tough and kind of knocking us on the ground. And my coach was like, and he was friends with the Tufts coach, and he was like, you know, somebody's going to get hurt. Like, so I guess he talked to the tough ghost and just said, you know, you think you can get a sub in? I feel like somebody's going to get hurt. This girl is wild out there. So there was a throw in or whatever. There was a timeout. And so there was a substitution, and she must have known that this was going on. And as she was coming off, you know, she looked at my coach and basically told him where to go. And so, at the end of the game, they were talking and my coach said, no one's ever said that to me, you know, all my years of coaching. And he goes, by the way, what was her name? And he said, Tracy Chapman. So the irony of that is, as I was doing the podcast, dance is a hobby of mine. I partner dance. I've been doing it for a long time. And at this point, I like to do showcase dances, which are dances that tell a story, right? And I was working on a Tracy Chapman song, Baby Can I Hold You, as he was telling that story. So it was like, talk about full circle.
Right.
It's like, it was crazy.
I had no idea that she played soccer for Tufts.
Yeah.
But that's a great story. Wow, I didn't realize she was such a whirling dervish on the field. Who knew?
It doesn't go obviously with her demeanor and her
right.
Song.
She's very, very soft spoken and kind of, you know, reserved, and that's really funny.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you know what? Let's play that song. Let's play Baby Can I Hold You.
I'd love to.
All right. And then we'll come back and we'll talk some more.
Sorry, it's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like sorry forgive me.
Great song by Tracy Chapman. I'm glad we could put that one in there. One of the things that you ask your subjects, your people that you have on your show, is what would their theme song be if they, you know, every time they walked into a room, that theme song would play. Have you answered that question for yourself?
Whoa. You know, I have not. And I think it would change probably depending on the day. But if you're asking me, I could probably give you one today. But
okay,
but no, they have never asked me back. I
really?
Yeah, I know.
Nobody turns the tables on you.
Nobody does. No. So if I had to pick one, it would be "Let's Groove" by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Okay.
And yeah, I actually was putting something together for a potential workshop that I want to do, and that song brings me back to my younger sister Kate, who is 15 years younger than me. So when there's five of us in the family. So my parents divorced when I was fairly young. My mom remarried and had two more. She had Kate and Phil. So when Kate was little, we used to go up in my room and play Earth, Wind & Fire, Let's Groove. And she calls it Boogie On Down. So we never referred to it as Let's Groove. We would say, let's play Boogie On Down. So
nice.
That would be my song.
That's great. I actually have this like very clear memory. We used to ride like a school bus, right, to camp.
Yes.
And that summer in 74, I just remember all we did was sing on the bus.
We did.
We sang Billy Don't Be a Hero, and we sang like, I don't even know what. Right. We used to sing, like we just sang the whole time. And the big thing on the bus was we wanted to sit in the back row.
Yeah.
Because when we went down Green Lane, there was a big bump. And as we would go by, if you were in the back seat, you'd almost like hit your head on the on the top of the bus. I have such vivid memories. When I hear songs from the summer of 74, I can tell you exactly where I was, you know, exactly what I was doing. And I can tell you it's 1974 because of that summer, that last summer that we had there at the JCC day camp.
I'm going to have to, when we get off, I'm actually going to go on and I'm going to look up 74 and look at the hits. Now you have me because
I looked some up. I looked some up. So one of them was Rock the Boat by Hughes Corporation.
Yep.
I loved that one. I think I Shot the Sheriff was a hit that summer. And there was another one and now I'm forgetting what it was. But there were a lot of great songs. It's sort of when I like sort of came online, you know, as a listener to pop music, moving on from the Partridge Family and getting a little more sophisticated. I'm actually wearing my Partridge Family shirt today. See, come on, get happy.
Yes.
Totally stuck in the 70s.
I love the 70s.
I do too.
The 70s. Yep.
All right, let's see if any of the songs, actually, a few of the songs that you picked were from the 70s that you asked to. To play. Let's do Until You Come Back to Me. What is there a significance of to you?
So I think I'm drawn to that music that is really soulful, meaningful lyrics, and as I like to do showcase dances now, those songs are songs you can tell a story to and they're beautiful to dance to.
Oh, okay. Great. So let's take a listen to this one, Till You Come Back to Me, and then we'll return with Kathy Brophy, the podcaster behind Little Victories.
Your window,
All right, we're back with Kathy Brophy. Her podcast is Little Victories. How can people get the podcast? How can they listen?
Yep, so you can go on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and then it's probably on 5 to 7 more platforms.
But wow.
I know what those are. I just go to Apple and Spotify. Pretty much everybody has that.
That's great. How did you, I mean, I've never done a podcast. I do a radio show, totally different. But how did you even figure out the logistics of getting it distributed?
Yeah. So again, I was really had a lot of time on my hands and I just took to the internet and just Googled questions. I'm also a very recently retired teacher. And one of the things I brought some podcasting to my students, too, as a culminating project, which was really, really fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. But honestly, I just went on and just kept asking questions. And I figured it out like one step at a time, made some mistakes along the way, did some recordings. I was like, but like with anything, as you get better at it and you do it more and more, it's like, okay, this is good. So I do feel good about that. Sometimes I wish like, God, what would they sound like if I had like all this professional equipment and professional this, but that would maybe take away from the whole inspiration of it, which is just, you know, taking normal, regular, ordinary people, helping them tell their stories and honoring my dad's memory.
That's great. And they sound perfect. They sound great. I know when the pandemic hit, we weren't allowed to go into the radio station to do our shows. So we had to start pre-recording them from home, which is when I got this groovy microphone and headset. Because the thing is, like, they were selling out like crazy because everybody like needed something to do. And a lot of people needed podcasting equipment because that's what they decided to do. You were part of a trend, I guess.
But I'm going to ask you about when we're done with this.
Okay.
I'm curious, I do want to get a new microphone and headset.
Okay.
So I might.
I'd be happy to give you. I don't know a ton about audio equipment either, but it's served me well so far.
Yeah.
But figuring out, you know, the difference between doing a show pre-recorded and live is that you actually have to, you know, mix it yourself before you go on the air. You don't have like 2 CD players that you can go back and forth. You have to, you know, splice it together. So what software do you use and what, you know, all that stuff, you have to figure it out. So it sounds like you figured out the podcasting platforms and made, you know, short order of it because they sound great. They really do.
Thank you.
I was wondering, I have another question about the podcast. What was the most surprising thing that a guest ever said on your podcast?
Oof. I think I would say this is maybe not going to directly answer, but because pretty much all of my guests had some sort of a personal connection to me, that's how I thought about inviting them. And when some of them became really vulnerable, how hard it was sometimes to hold it together on my end, I did. But I wanted to maintain kind of, you know, professionalism and also showing that I was paying attention and taking care of my guests. So that happened more often than not, I think, with some of the things that people shared. And I wanted to keep it together for them, but also hope that I came across as giving them the opportunity that they wanted, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah, that's great. Awesome. So let's wrap up with a little bit of Chaka Khan Through the Fire. That's a great one. And then I'll probably add in some of those 1974 hits.
While you're doing that, I'm going to scan really quick. I might have some to ask you to play. Let me
Okay,
see.
Let's do that.
Okay. I'm laughing at some of these. My gosh. Wow. Okay. Until You Come Back to Me is 1974.
Yep. Oh, good. Right.
Yes.
What a
good
coincidence.
Good. Angie Baby, Helen Reddy.
Oh, love it. Love it.
I know. I love Helen Reddy. Help Me, Joni Mitchell.
Oh, yes.
Got to play that.
I actually have a memory of that song because when I was in fifth grade, right? That summer of 74, we were going into fifth grade, I think,
yep.
Or maybe sixth. Anyway, when I was in fifth grade, they took us on a field trip to WABC in New York. And what was playing in the DJ booth when we sort of walked by the DJ booth was Help Me. And I, every time I hear that song, it's like I'm at that place, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a good one. Another one that sort of, you know, puts me to a specific time and place.
Tell Me Something Good, Rufus.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
All right.
That's a good one. Yeah. So there's some good ones there.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how far we can take the 1974 nostalgia tour.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. Any other things I missed? Anything you want to plug, like an upcoming episode or?
I'm working on, I have a couple feelers out to some people, and if they're listening, they know who they are. And, you know, people have to be ready to tell their story. And so I'm waiting on a couple that will be really powerful and really special. And that's the other thing too. Like when I first started, I think I was really hard on myself. Like I got to do one every 2 weeks or whatever. And when you read on like having a successful podcast, you know, and it's great when people listen, but I'm not about checking out who followers are or anything like that. When I meet someone or when I know someone has a story, that's when I do it. So I'm not on any time. So it's actually been a couple months since my last one. Cause I have to be feeling it too.
Yeah.
There are a couple out there, and anybody listening to this, please, like, I don't know, reach out to Sue. Sue knows how to get in touch with me. And I would love to help you tell your story.
That would be great. We have a lot of interesting people that listen to our show. We have a lot of interesting artists that come on our show. So maybe we can do some recruiting for upcoming guests for you.
That would be great. That would be wonderful.
Awesome. Well, it has been lovely going down memory lane with you and learning more about your podcast. And I want to thank you again. Kathy Brophy's podcast is Little Victories, and you can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Sue.
Thanks for coming on. I'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
In your heart to anyone, you tell me you're gonna play it smart. We're through before we start, but I believe that we've only just begun. When it's this good, there's no saying no. I want you so.
I'm in trouble, 'cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies' man.
Of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. To be insane, no one asks you to explain.